Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
Holy are you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eyes up so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness, so that we will be clothed, and give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
If there are no priorities, then time is of no use. You see, because you and I must have a list of priorities, and then we can apportion time to those priorities, and that's how we can effectively steward our time. So if in our lives there is no priority, I mean, anything goes at any time. You don't have things that are more important than other things. When people have no priorities, then worship is seen as a waste of time. Because the person has not prioritized God in his life. So then when you are worshiping, time. They see worship as a waste of time because there is no prioritization of God and his worship. So kneeling down on your own and spending an hour before the Lord becomes difficult, because it's not a priority to you. But may God grant that all of us will have proper priorities in our lives. What do we mean by priorities? There are things that must come first. And there are things that must come second. And there are things that must come third. You can't mix everything in your life. So like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 33, we are talking about stewardship of time. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, seek ye first. Everybody say first. So first is very important. He didn't say second and he didn't say third. He said first. Seek ye first. What? What are we supposed to seek first? The what? It's the kingdom. It's not my family, is not my children. It's not even my marriage I should seek first. It's not my money I should seek first. The first thing God says should be priority in my life and in your life is the kingdom of God. So Jesus says this should be number one. So when it comes to allotment of time, you see, because when you have priority, then you can schedule time for the priorities. So when we are looking at the stewardship of time, I was saying that without priorities, we cannot be effective stewards of our time. And to be effective stewards of our time, we must have proper priorities. And our priorities must be based on the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So according to the word of God, and according to the words of Jesus, money cannot be the first thing in my life. Family cannot be the first thing in my life. And it should not be the first thing in my life. Jesus has already told us what we should put first. And the thing we are supposed to put first is the kingdom of God. Everybody say the kingdom of God. So somebody will say, what is the kingdom of God? There's a classic definition in the Bible. It is not meat and drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's simple like that. The kingdom of God is everything that has to do with God. The worship of God. The loving of God. Putting God first in our lives. That is the kingdom of God. That should be number one. And you see, in our lives, everybody around our circle should know that this is number one. This is not number two. It's number one. You can touch things around me, but if you touch that one, I'll have a problem with you.
Yes,
I'll have very big problems with you. Because that is the priority of my life. My priority is my relationship with God. The kingdom of God. That is my priority. It should be your priority too.
Amen.
Amen. Are you here or you have gone somewhere?
Yes.
So it means that when you are allotting time,
time
for yourself, the biggest space of time should go to this one because it's the first. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why I said we can't be effective stewards until we have priorities. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trusting God that this is very clear to us. Yes. That is why I was talking to some people last week. Because I've told the church before about this thing. But every time I say it really has an impact on me. I sent the church staff. Because we needed a battery for the bus.
At that time.
And I sent them to a particular shop at Atinga Junction.
To
go and buy the battery. They had the money. They knew the battery they wanted. They walked into the shop. Listen to what the shop owner says. So, what do you want? You want battery?
No, catch
what
say.
What kind of battery? Okay, is there?
No, some say battery bang. No,
the one who will sell it to you.
Then so your better sa battery.
Or kofrenya me.
Or kwa kofrenya me.
Onyamae.
Onyamae.
Ubeko baby ako. If you want to go and buy somewhere, you can go. But to call him from there and come, the unyano. That is a man who has priority. He has put his worship of God ahead of his sales. He is saying that if you want to go and buy from somewhere, you go. I don't mind losing your business. Because what is priority to me is what I have gone to do.
And
what I have gone to do is I'm going to frenya me. I won't stop. I won't stop and come and see to you. If you want to wait, wait. He went for one full hour. The people I sent there had to go somewhere, come back after 1 hour before the guy came back. Born again believer. Oh yes, he's left his thing. Born again believer. You see, these are some of the things, we have passion about. I have a lot of passion for this thing, because sometimes when you are speaking, people don't understand you, so you are mad, or there is something wrong with your head. It is not like that. Our priorities are not right. Our priorities are not right. Children of God, our priorities are not right. Listen, I'm telling you before God. I respect that man. Even though he's not a believer. When they came to tell me, I said, wow. I said in my head, wow. This is commitment. Oh, yes. He could have said, I'll come and see. He didn't say that. He said, if you will go somewhere, go. If you want to buy somewhere, go. But me, to stop and come. You won't get me. You won't get me today, you won't get me tomorrow. As if God is lost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Why do we believe it? Why do we lack these things? Why is it that we are like that? Even church. We will put other things before God. And we still expect God to bless us. But He is no priority in your life. And when you talk to believers like this, they get angry. Just that I'm a pastor, you can't get angry with me. If you want to get angry, you get angry in your heart. But they get angry in their heart. Why is he talking like that? God says we should make money. God didn't say we should make money. He has blessed us. Praise God. Hallelujah. They get angry. Praise God. People get angry. When a believer speaks like this, the first place I worked after stopping my work with the Ministry of Health, I had to work in a pharmacy shop in Tema. And I was called to meet with the family. It was owned by a family. Their father was a pharmacist and he passed away. So the wife and the daughters and the sons met me. And so we want you to be our pharmacist. We want you to license our shop, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, I have no problem. So they asked me, do you have any terms and conditions? Have you noticed that any time they are doing sales, they say, terms and conditions
applied.
Yes, they apply. They apply. Why is that in your case it doesn't apply? Me, in my case, it applies. I said, Wednesday evening, you won't get me. If you attempt touching that thing, I'll leave. Me, I didn't have any other work I was doing. I didn't have any other work I was doing. I said, but Wednesday, if you attempt to touch my time, I'll leave you. I said, Friday, I have prayer meeting. Don't think about it. I will not be here in the evening. Then I said, son, ask for my Sunday. I said, those are my terms and conditions. If you like, we can move. If it will be a problem, I can go where I came from. Me and I just came from Laura, so. Oh, they say, oh, we like it.
No, I'm sure you need your home.
We like it. We like you. We like your conditions. Come and work with us. So I worked with them till I finally came into full time. Why do believers find this so difficult to give your terms and conditions? You must have terms and conditions.
Look,
the only animal I know which is neither a bird nor this thing is the bat. The bat, up to now, classifying it is difficult. It's not a bear. It's also not a. It's a mama. Somewhere. You cannot be a bat. You must be a believer. Praise God. Oh, yes. You must be a believer. A serious one. And you should be very serious. You see, if you want God to take you seriously, you must take God seriously. I know you are not clapping. It doesn't matter. Let's continue. It's stewardship of time. So let's understand certain things about time. So I said the first thing about time to be godly effective. So the first thing about time is that we must prioritize things in our lives before we can effectively steward our time or take good care of our time. Somebody says, it says you cannot manage time. Strictly speaking, you can't manage time. Time is always moving. You can use it or you can waste it. But you can't catch it into a box and put it inside. You can't store time. You can't manage it in the sense that you can't determine how it goes. Time moves only in one direction. Time doesn't go backwards. It only goes forward. So what God wants us to do is to learn how to use it as it is going on, as time continues. Amen.
Amen.
The second thing about time is to even understand time itself. So we go to the scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Ecclesiastes huma.
And we want to read the verse. Let's take from verse 1 to 8. Do you have the Amplified Classic? Amplified Classic. Very interesting. Ecclesiastes 3. Let me quickly read through it. To everything, thank you, there is a season. Everything. You see, it's time. The person is trying to define, okay, there's a part of the definition of time which is also called season. When God was making the world, he divided it into seasons. It's part of time. The scripture says, to everything there is a season, and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. There is a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. There is a time to embrace, and there is a time to refrain from embracing. There is a time to get. There is a time to lose. There is a time to keep. There's a time to cast away. A time to rent. And a time to sow. A time to keep silent. And a time to speak. A time to love. A time to hate. A time for war. And a time for peace. Then I jump to verse 11 of Ecclesiastes 3. He has made everything beautiful. In what? In its time. There's a time to learn. It is beautiful when it's in its season. Young man are sitting there, they are learning. It's great. But if at this time that you have gray beard and gray hair, you are now having to now go and sit in university class and learn. The thing is not beautiful in its time. You see, at that time, it's not beautiful. It's not beautiful because that's not the time you should have been learning. But but you see, you will suffer because when you sit down, by the time it's 30 minutes, You are grown, you are old. Are you getting what the scripture is saying? So there's a time, he said he has made everything beautiful, but it has to be in its time. May everything in your life be done in its time.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the next scripture. Psalm 39. Verse 4 to 5. Let's take it from the New Living Translation. Psalm 39, verse 4 to 5. NLT. Please take note of these scriptures. They are key scriptures. They help us to understand time itself as a resource. Now, listen to the psalmist. Say, Lord, can we all pray this prayer? So pray with me. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered. How fleeting my life is. I don't even know when the hair in my head disappeared. I think it was when we were in El Shaddai. I actually thought it was the Baba who was doing it. You know, one day I said, why are you always pushing recently, a friend of mine came from the UK. I think it was last year. She came from the UK and then she had some of my pictures.
That's
before I went to university. Then she sent me one of them.
No,
I looked at the picture and said,
yay.
What happened?
Hey!
My hair was grown. I cut the hair. It's amazing. Where did the hair go? Look, I had hair. But you are growing. And there was nothing. You see, some people, right from 16, 17, 18, you see that the place is like a football field. So you can tell. Some of us, 30, 40, there was nothing to show. Life is short.
Yes.
You see our ladies, they always have something to cover. So when it's disappearing, we don't know. It's always covered. Ladies also lose hair. A lot. In the middle, at the back, all kinds of places. No, but you see, sometimes in life, the psalmist is speaking to God.
Say,
you have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you.
Say,
at best, each of us is but a breath. By the time you do, a person's life is finished. That is how brief life is. Gone too soon. Yesterday I saw, last week I saw another one. Something soon. Why so soon? Or something, some others. It was soon, but it was.
Why so soon?
That's a variation of gone too soon.
Why so soon?
Life.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kensington and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esipoche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you. We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.